Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep standing. Hi, great to see each one of you here. And want to congratulate once again our graduates, Jubilee and Josh and Isaac. Give them a big clap, will you? We are so proud of you. We bless you on the journey. I'm so glad this community has had a small part in covering you, blessing you, and we are cheering you on. And by the way, as we are appreciating people, how many appreciate this morning with Armin and the team and the worship? Bless you, God. You are anointed. We thank you. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to affirm what we are, what we believe, right? Raise your hand. Say out loud with conviction. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from whence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Church Universal, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. I believe in Jesus. I believe in His resurrection. Therefore, I believe in miracles, signs, wonders, breakthroughs. I'm believing and releasing a big miracle for myself, for my family, for my neighbor. Tell your neighbor, breakthrough, miracle. Glory to God. Give your neighbor a hug, and you may be seated. Glory to God. Praise God. By the way, we have, right here on our show, Toby and Martha Hainsworth are celebrating 60 years of wedded bliss. Where are you? The lights are there. Yeah, there you are. Bless you guys. Praise God. And, by the way, we have, again, we have from Tübingen, we have, Bonnie and I, that's one of our favorite cities. Johannes and Joe and Kirsten Zug, and Ellen and Claudia Kissinger, and Harold. Where are you? Wave your hand. Stand up, guys. All the way from Tübingen, Germany. Welcome. And Harold, wave your hand, Harold. You were my driver in Tübingen, weren't you? Amen. Thank you. Welcome, guys. And then we have Daniel, Paul, and Yuri from the Ukraine and Belarus. Where are you? Praise God. Amen. Wow. We have the nations here. And right here from the nation of Boston, Hank and Pam Rooney. Hey. This was, by the way, as we recognize different anniversaries, I did want you to note something major. This week was the 50th anniversary, the Jubilee celebration of the Six-Day War, that where after 2,000 years, say 2,000, Jerusalem was restored whole as the capital of Israel. And I was, what, a freshman or no? I was a sophomore in college. And I didn't understand the full meaning, the significance of that. How many of you remember the Six-Day War, wherever you were? And for many of us, we didn't understand really what was happening. But there were major events, and that God was fulfilling his word. And I mean, here was little bitty Israel, really, at the time, much even weaker than it is today. I mean, in its armaments and all of that. And here was that time, nation of Egypt and Syria and Jordan all declaring war at the same time and attacked at the same time. And Moshe Dayan was the famous guy, the one-eyed general, and restored Israel. So we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And part of peace, if you go to Israel on the phone, they don't say hello. They say shalom. Right? How many? No, we have been greeted at when you register at the hotel and all that. Shalom. Shalom not only means peace, the meaning of the wholeness, it's wholeness, prosperity. And when we say we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we pray for the wholeness. And it certainly, after 2,000 years, many, many awesome prophetic words, it was restored. So it's really a significant event. And for some of us, it happened in our lifetime. Some of you were not maybe born at that time. But it was awesome. Anyway, so glory to God. I appreciate all of Katie. You know, great. You get me inspired. And Heather's report, that was talking about disappearing people, hens disappearing. But it does, some of this, you get around some of the things of the presence of God. Things happen. There are manifestations of his presence that you don't fully comprehend. And you want, how many of you want the blessing of God today? Right? How many of you don't want? Anytime God's presence is with us, get in line for a blessing. It's not just for you. It's for your children, for your grandchild. By the way, we release a special blessing for the Hounshell's grandbaby, Sadie, who is, we need to pray for a breakthrough for that little young lady that's in the hospital right now. So as we get in the presence then, in the glory, get in the reference point. You want to, it's like rays and beams of light that are flashing around. And You want that light to shine on you. And it's just like the glory of the presence of God is a supernatural wave of the creative, amazing energy of God that only creates blessing and wholeness and healing and chases away the devils and the darkness and the demonic shadows. So you may not fully understand. In fact, don't ever try to fully understand. You never will. We will never able to comprehend the fullness of the blessing of the cross of Calvary, of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That does not mean I don't want to be included in that list where the Lord says, come on in. The blood of Jesus has been applied to your life. You have eternal life. And heaven is your home. Hey, man, I want to get in line. I may not understand, but just 5% of it, it's okay. It doesn't matter to me. I believe in Jesus. Amen. That's why we say our faith statement. And by the way, then, whether you like it or not, it's a declaration of war against the kingdom of darkness. So you are not a weenie. God has never called you to be a weenie. If you're American, sorry. What is the German word for weenie? I do not know. But you do not, we are not cowards. Immediately that you become a Christian, you are at war with the kingdom of darkness. You have become a member of the kingdom of light. And in that context, then, certain things that are happening, you want to say, I want some of that. For me, for my children, for my neighbor. And even today, the glory is here. I'll tell you, when the worship came and I get drunk. Yes. This is some of the best. Now, thank you for some of you just started, as things started inside, you were responding, and even some of you started prophesying. And the prophetic song that comes, it may be simple, but it's glorious and filled with glory, and you want it. Sometimes I wish, we have some constrictions on some occasions of time because we have other obligations or maybe. But usually, as the revival glory came, that's why I love revival sometimes, and maybe we need to do more where you just come and stay all day in the glory. So, as Heather started sharing, I really had no expectation when I was in Phoenix. I just flow, but I remembered some cities, some that I've gone quite often. Some Phoenix is, I've not had a chance to be that often, but I remembered some of the occasions I've been in Phoenix, Arizona, so that's where I was last weekend. And by the way, a minor little editorial. And some people love it, but it's really a desert country. It's hot. Hot. And it's dry. So it's dry and hot. But I like it, but when you get land here in Charlotte and then just see the green, and everything is green, and the trees are green, consider yourself blessed. Tell your neighbor, you are blessed. Yeah. So I was talking about Phoenix, and so I remembered many years ago, just an aspect. I didn't remember all the details, but I remember that when I said, Welcome, Holy Spirit. And this is many years ago. The fire brigade. Fire brigade is the British term, huh? Fire department, yes. In America, you say fire department. Part of me is still British. And I was raised up in a British colony, so it's a British statement. So fire department showed up because several engines, because they had reports there was fire. And what it was, I'd said, "Welcome, Holy Spirit," and the lights blew. And they said that there was a surge of the glory is power in electricity. And it's, like I said, it's supernatural. It's not natural, it's supernatural. So if it's not natural, it's supernatural. It's connected with someone. And that's what I'm kind of pointing to. I'll tell you what I'm pointing to, that you are a carrier when it says you're filled with the Spirit, you are a carrier of the power and the glory of the resurrected, awesome King of Glory. And you carry His presence with you. And when you say, "Come, Lord," woof, and such boof that occasion, it surged and all the lights blew out, but it was connected in the city block to the electrical for several city blocks. The big transformer was right there, and it blew, exploded, and the fire brigade showed up. And that has happened several times. And Bonnie and I were in Brighton, England, again, just a few years ago, and they had done a total renovation of this building, so they invited us to come and rededicate this church. And again, when I said, "Well, it's the dedication service," it's, "Come, Holy Spirit," and the fire department showed up, several engines. So all our computer systems showing there is a major fire. All of the building is on fire. Said, "Look, there is nothing on fire." Say, "No, it is. All our measurements show that it's on fire." So that's the Holy Spirit. So that's right. It happened in Charlotte, didn't it? I mean, in Jerusalem. It happened at Regent University. CBN. I did a banquet for 700 Club. And they had big, heavy television lights. And I said, "Come, Holy Spirit." And all of them exploded. And then at the back. And Pat Robertson said, Pastor Mahesh was here. And he said, "Come, Holy Spirit," and all our lights blew. I mean, he said it on television. And now we are in revival. Anyway, so we are saying, "Come, Holy Spirit," in your life, in your children's life, in your family's life. We're saying that for Tübingen. We're saying that for your family. We're saying that for Belarus right now. So get in contact. We're saying that for the Ukraine, for the church there. And our friends in Germany, you have friends. We are asking for the Lord to once again bring revival. So in that context, we want to, again, a little bit, like I said, during Christmas season, we said we're going to wallow in Christmas. During Easter time, we said we're going to wallow in the Easter season. So at this time then, we are saying we're going to, even though we started and we had last Sunday, on the church calendar, it was Pentecost. We're going to wallow a little bit more in this season and say we want to look at the Word and then let it be applied to our lives. And like Mary, the mother of Jesus, be done to me according to your word. Let the blessing come. And quite a bit this season, I have really felt that this 2017 is very strategic. And even this month, that we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jerusalem, the Jubilee of Jerusalem being restored wholly. And by the way, I think this week, a unanimous Senate, the U.S. Senate, officially, unanimously declared Jerusalem as the one capital of Israel. Believe me, for them to get a unanimous, that's a miracle. Some of them I have difficulty praying for, but may they all receive a blessing for voting that way. So, in the Word of God then, it says, we're going to look several scriptures. I don't have time because in a few minutes, I had said we're going to release you. Let's look at the word. It is not for you. Verse 5 on Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 1. For John truly baptized, verse 5, truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And therefore, then they ask, this is the Lord, this about to ascend, Jesus Christ, resurrected now in the process of ascension. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons. Isn't it amazing? 2,000 years later, after the rending of Jerusalem, God brings, that was the season to restore Israel 50 years ago, fully Jerusalem. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses to be in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. First in Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria. By the way, some of you, I just saw this recently. One of the words that we get as we learn to be active in putting our schedule together or praying about, well, what do you need to do? And the word, one of the words we have used often is prioritize, right? You heard prioritize. That means, you know, you ask us, what is my priority? What are the things that I absolutely have to accomplish? And what are the things I can do? But first, I need to get this done. Then I need to do this. One of the aspects that how many of you have sometimes, you got so many balls you're juggling, you don't know exactly what to prioritize, yeah? How many of you feel that? If you're in any way active, that'll be part of your, what do you prioritize? Often for this ministry, we have so many requests and so many people says, we need help, would you come here? Or both for me and Pastor Bonnie, but we have to prioritize. Where is the think we need to go, well, we can't do it this. We have commitments here. Anyway, here you will get, let me give you an assurance. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you got the Holy Spirit power in it. He will help you prioritize. All right? So today, I'm releasing a special gift for you in your life, that the voice of the Lord is being released for you to prioritize. Because here, the Lord sets the priorities and helps you. First, it says in Jerusalem. That's your priority. Then in Judea. Then in Samaria. And then to the uttermost parts of the earth. So that's, it helps you set your priority. And then Jesus ascends, and then we get the verse, chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, one set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Say, filled. So this is the day of Pentecost, and this is the feast. What is the Pentecost? It was the feast of Pentecost. And in the traditions of the Jewish tradition, and we get the Old Testament, so we have there the Feast of Pentecost being celebrated. So people from all across the Holy Land would come. They would take a lot of trouble and have put together a lot of things together, especially those who lived several days' journey, and they would come by caravan and by camel. I have gotten on camels for a few moments to get a picture done where the camel guy gets $5, get in the $5 and get a picture. But just think of traveling 700 miles on a camel. I wonder if there were whole bunches of chiropractors in. That would have been a great ministry there. Yeah, by the tent. The first thing you see by that oasis is chiropractor. Abdul, the chiropractor. And then they're all filled with the Holy Spirit, started speaking in tongues. Peter standing up with the thousands gathered around as they hear the sound of the most awesome rushing wind and tongues of fire manifested on the people. The supernatural fire come down on the people. This is how the church began. So this is the birthday. One of the things you can take note is that this is the birthday of the Church of Jesus Christ. Believers in Jesus Christ are formed as a family of faith with eternal blessings upon them and a glorious divine purpose to reach every family of earth. So today I want you to be encouraged that the might and the glory of Jesus came on us and on you. It's on you that we are the church and we are the family of God whose loving arms and anointed arms can embrace with God's awesome, supreme love every family on earth. We have been commissioned and we have been empowered to embrace with love every human being and every family on earth. So therefore, and remember this blessing. So that part of the birth of the Church of Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost, that every family can be blessed by this awesome, glorious family of God called the church. So it is special for the Lord. The blessed, that it was bought by the blood of Jesus himself. It is the most expensive, awesome thing that happened, because the price is the Son, the blood of the Son of Jesus, of God himself. And what has been notable for me, and this is something that it would be good for you by faith, to come in by faith, is that this anointing, this outpouring was always, if it was not just on people, but entire households would be blessed. When the Philippian jailer came to faith in Jesus, his entire household is baptized. And when Cornelius comes and gets blessed and is filled with the glory of God and the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 10, it is not just Cornelius, his whole household. That does not mean just his sons and daughters, but his aunts and uncles and all the servants that they would do. He was a big, his whole household meant about 50, 60 people got zapped and blessed by the Holy Ghost. So that is the kind of outpouring that we're talking about with the birthday of the Church of Jesus. You are blessed, and it is like, you know, you make so many candles for you. We can put a candle for every family on earth, because it's a promise for every family. Hallelujah. So in Pentecost past, for example, you find that the Lord in we will look at Deuteronomy 16. And it says in verse 10, in fact, then you shall, in the Old Testament then, how was Pentecost? You look at Deuteronomy 16. Then you shall keep the Feast of Weeks, which is the Pentecost. Another name during that time of gathering was the Feast of Weeks. To the Lord your God with a tribute of a freewill offering. Say offering. So often you found when you came to celebrate and worship, part of God's instruction. Now, is God bankrupt? No. He owns the galaxies in the whole star systems. But it does something for you. Remember, as a parent, you train your child to say, what do we say? Thank you, ma'am. Good. And you train a child as they go, thank you is good. You need to be thankful. When someone does something for you, you get a meal or something. Thank you. Here, God is teaching us to be blessed. Always come as a giver and give your praise, give your offering, give, and it will be given to you, running together, shaken together, running over. God wants to bless you. Here, you shall rejoice. Come with a freewill offering, which you shall give to the Lord your God as the Lord your God blesses you. So, and the more you give, the more your proportion of blessing will increase. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. So here is a commandment. Come, and God commands you rejoice. Be happy. Tell your neighbor, rejoice. And part of you can say, I don't feel like it today. Doesn't matter. The more you rejoice, the wells, that thing that was dry. One of the visions I had for Phoenix was the dry springs are going to start bubbling forth. And I want to prophesy over you and over this area that the dry places supernaturally will start bubbling. Those places in your life that have been dry, have been drought-ridden, will once again start bubbling forth. Let God do it. So there are parts that you cannot do. This is in one of the major words I'm getting this season for this Pentecost season and the coming days, therefore this coming year, is that God, that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon. So what that part of that empowerment is, where you feel weak, God says, hey, I'm not telling you to go do 50 sit-ups and 100 jumping jacks and let my power come in. In weakness, you are going to be made strong by my Spirit. My Spirit is able to do much better than your works. And as this family, it was so wonderful seeing, I blessed them in Phoenix, and then the enthusiasm, and I got to spend time to fellowship, and it says, they were right in the middle of it, and experienced that glory visitation and the surge of power. This morning, I'm releasing that for you, that may you receive supernatural glory and empowering today from this. Is suddenly there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and tongues of fire came on it, and they were all filled. Say filled. So may you be filled, and your whole household. So may this day your children and grandchildren be filled. Say filled. So when you fill, if you fill with stuff, good stuff, it's coming in you. I mean, there's no better stuff in the world than the Holy Spirit himself coming in. One of the nice things is, Holy Spirit comes, junk goes out. If you have depression, it's going to be out. Holy Spirit himself, he's a person, and he says all the other junk, out. Self-pity, out. All the stuff. And that's part of the stuff of the, in the end of the age, Paul prophesied that men would become lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, it's a lot of stuff. And when the Holy Spirit comes, that junk, you can't get rid of it, but Holy Spirit will, and he comes. So let him fill and get more fill. Let the junk get out. I mean, where I used it, I'll tell you, it's so wonderful to live here in this area. But I lived for 18 years, Bonnie, and I lived in South Florida, in Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. And I'm afraid the native people were just wonderful. But we had imports from, I won't tell you from where. And I'm not pointing at Hank Rooney. No, Hank and Pema, awesome. Miracle products of that way. God makes a difference. But a lot of people with him that, you know, they live in very intense places, and their driving habits, some intensely negative. And when you do the slightest thing, or they think they could pick up an offense, and then they, oh man, they send you signals with fingers, and it became, I mean, we were from Texas, where everybody They even wave at the buzzards. I mean, they're all friendly. And then we went to South Florida, Miami, and then there we started getting the one finger. Believe me. And Bonnie saw I had some unredeemed areas in my life. And I wanted to stop and literally chase after people who gave me one-fingered salutes. And I, battle station, destroy. I wish I had a tank, you know. Boom. Reluctantly, I have to say to myself, self, that is not Christ-like. That is not Christian behavior. And two, return evil for evil. Or if it's anger, you get anger. But listen, you can't do it yourself. It is Christ in you that is able to transform you. And that's where the power of the Holy Spirit comes. You shall receive power. And power for what? That you become like Christ. And your response is Christ-like in the nature of Jesus Christ. And you cannot, however much you try, whatever kind of training you have, you cannot do it in the natural. You do it in the supernatural. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, you shall receive power. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Anyway, that scripture then in Deuteronomy, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, the Levite who is within your towns, the stranger or temporary resident, the fatherless and the widow who are among you, at the place in which the Lord your God chooses to make his name and his presence dwell. That is, the Amplified Version is, I think, was a committee of wonderful Christian women who got together and got, because it's the Amplified Version. No, it's wonderful. I love it. I love the Amplified Version. When I first came across it, but see how God's heart is, that when he says we're going to do this, but the heart of God, he does not forget the widow, the fatherless, people who are foreign, people who may not be the same race as you are, who have the same background. And the Lord says, there's a place for them. In my presence, they are welcome. And you shall earnestly remember that you are a slave in Egypt. You shall be watchful and obey the statutes. You shall observe. And then it goes on, the Feast of Tabernacles. So you celebrate the Pentecost and release. Therefore, that as the Holy Spirit comes, then there are awesome benefits that you are blessed by his presence in your life. Romans 8, that's the scripture, 26 and 27. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. Okay, that's the scripture. So that in your weakness you will receive strength because of the Spirit of God. Say the Spirit. Makes me strong. when I am weak. And the same again, we do not know how to pray even. But the Spirit knows how to pray and will intercede inside. When people, therefore, are the cloud of darkness and depression, and it's, you look at the world and look at stuff happening, and you can, those vibrations will get to you if you don't wield the shield. See, that's not from God. I'm rejecting depression. I'm rejecting fear. I'm rejecting anxiety. And you got to take authority. You got to fight some of this stuff, because that the devil is a bully. The demons are bullies, and they will come and start bullying you. And you will say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of fear to go. And you have the power of the Holy Spirit to chase those things away. You can't do it alone. You need the power of the Holy Spirit, and you need anointed brothers and sisters. You need the church community. So it is not just you dealing with it. It's a wonderful, loving community that themselves are filled with the Spirit of God. Just think, if one man can say, come Holy Spirit, and the transformers blow, just think of 200, 300, 400 filled, glory-filled people say, in the name of Jesus, blah, explosive power. That's why the devil is afraid of an anointed, Spirit-filled community of believers getting together, praising God, and using the authority to command powers of darkness to go. So we are receiving empowerment that the glory is going to fill this house. The glory is going to come and overshadow every home. That when you go home, your home is a sanctuary, anointed, full of the glory and the power of God. Whenever you get in your car, that car is filled with the glory of God because you are there. That when you go wherever you are, wherever the city we dwell in, it the whole darkness goes away. Powers of addictions are being chased away. The power of gang warfare, all of that is bound. And every plague, you can say there is a boundary. We put a blood of Jesus around us, and no plague can get through. No weapon formed against us can prosper, because we got the power of God. Pentecost has come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to stand up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shabbat. Woo. The apostle stood up and told them, this is that. This is that. Tell your neighbor, this is that. And it's, we got to have something that is that. What is that? What is that? What is that? We got to have the stuff. This is that. This is that which was spoken by the prophet of Joel. This is that. And it shall come to pass in the last days. I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Today he's pouring out his Spirit on all flesh, on my children, on my sons and daughters, on my grandchildren. This is that. On the family of God, this is that. He is pouring out on the Christians in Iraq and Syria. This is that. He is pouring it out, turning those places around. This is that. That our nation, America, will be filled. And the nations will say, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Germany is going to be filled with the spirit of God. Deutschland will be filled with the fire of God. Ukraine will be filled with that. Russia be filled with the power of God. England, India. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Your son, all you shall, the spirit on all flesh, pour out your spirit on all flesh. Say hallelujah. Hold up your hand. Say, pour out your spirit of God on me, on my family, my sons and my daughters are prophesying. We are seeing visions. We are seeing dreams on each of us. You're pouring out your spirit. Pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out. Glory manifestations. Power encountered. Miracle breakthroughs. Healing. Healing. Hallelujah. Glory. Someone watching us that's got cancer right now or cancer diagnosis, God is breaking that. And there is anyone here, pour it out, Lord. Say, I'm thirsty, Lord. More. I want to drink it. And if you don't mind, put your hand on the shoulder of your neighbor and say, pour it out, Lord. Pour it out. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Anyone who is thirsty, Jesus, let him come to me and drink. Drink. Today we are drinking for Pentecost 2017. This is a drink for this year. You may have a drink last year, but this is a new drink for this year. The vintage is 2017. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out on my family. Pour it out on my wife, my husband. Oh, hey, you shall receive power. Pour it out. In the broken places, broken hearts be healed. There are a couple of people here, you have a loved one, a family member who has had difficulty with addiction. Addiction, one person in prison or something, because of God is breaking that captive spirit, that spirit. Who is it that you have a loved one that's in addiction? Yeah, is it a son, daughter? Huh? Son? Yeah, God is breaking that thing right now. What's his first name? First name, Dale? Jason.
Jason.
Amen. Jason is free. Yeah, someone lay hands on him, bless him. Thank you, Father, for Jason being free. Pour it out, Lord. Is that someone here? Glory. Yes. Every struggle with addiction is being broken right now for the vintage 2017. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory. thank you, Lord. Oh, healing, glory, and deliverance. If you are getting panic attacks or depression you have been fighting, it is going right now. This is vintage 2017. The glory, we break every hold, every satanic oppression be gone. In the name of Jesus, I command every demonic oppression to let you go. In the name of Jesus. The glory. Pour it out, Lord. Shirabarabaki. Oh, hallelujah. Someone is having some struggle with some kind of eye condition there. If you have vision problems or things that are, you know, what do you got, floaters in your eyes or whatever. God is healing your eyes right now. Thank you. Pour it out, Lord. Pentecost 2017. Hey, healing glory come. Thank you, Lord. And a new spirit, the yoke of poverty is being broken in the name of Jesus. There is a harvest glory coming. This is the feast of weeks with a harvest that brought it in. And though God said, I'm going to give you even greater harvest. The businesses getting the vintage 2017, that a surge of glory coming to your finances right now. Breakthrough, breakthrough. Jobs and better jobs. Glory. Hallelujah. Sha-da-da-da-da-ba-ki. More, more, more. More, 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 more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. If you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I want the healing team to come up. Come help me pray for the people. You can come up. Thank you. I appreciate the healing team here and the prophetic team. And people who need to join the church, you need a home. This is the season of the birthing of God's glory community with miracle glory, breakthrough that would not only bless you, but every family in the community. So if you need to make a decision for the Lord, they will come, they'll help you. You need to turn your life over to Jesus. You need a church home. Come up here and get prayer. If you need a special breakthrough in your physical body or in your marriage, God wants to restore marriages. 2017, the vintage 2017, the Pentecost drink in Jesus' name. All right. Once again, raise your hand, the rest of you. Say, pour it out, Lord. Pour it out on my family. Pour it out on my sons and daughters. The people from Tübingen, all that, you're welcome to come get prayer. Hallelujah. We'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. More, more. Go ahead, Armin. Just lead them. And you come, just stay in the glory for a while. And then as the healing team prays, we'll release you guys. But let's just worship.
Go ahead. We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.